Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat for Monday, April 30th, 2012. I'm Lisa, and our mouse chatters today are Bob, Chris, Lauren, and Steve. Welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Hi.
On today's show, we will be bringing you news from all around Disney and a little bit of Orlando. So let's go ahead and jump into this. It's been a while since we did some news, and we've got a couple of good stories. Let's start with Bob. What do you know about Star Wars?
Well, there's a rumor going around in the blogosphere that Disneyland Paris may be getting a Star Wars land. And at this point, it is just rumors, but they appear to be strong rumors that Imagineering is indeed working on a Star Wars land. Anyway, if these rumors do prove to be true, what essentially this will be like is a lot like what we'll see what we see in Hollywood Studios. I mean, essentially bringing over Star Wars 2 or Star Tours 2, The Adventure Continues, bringing over the Jedi Training Academy, the gift shop and things like that. But one of the things that I thought was interesting was talk of possibly having a Mos Eisley Cantina there for a place to, I guess, get, you know, as an eatery. And I think this would actually be a really good attraction to bring to Disneyland Paris. I mean, Star Wars is popular around the world, so I'm sure it would do well there. I'm sure there are fans out there. But if they get a Mos Eisley Cantina before Orlando does, I'm going to be ticked.
I don't know.
It's a very lengthy article, but at this point, it's nothing really but speculation. But I don't know. I mean, I think he makes a good argument, and I mean, Star Wars, like I said, is popular at Hollywood Studios, and I mean, why not bring it to a park, you know, in Paris? I mean, They certainly need attractions.
Yeah, and they have they have Star Tours, but it's the original one, so they haven't updated it already. So
right, so that would be easy enough to upgrade that, and then the Jedi Training Academy, I think the one striking difference that this blog talks about is the Mos Eisley Cantina, which I mean they could do that so easily at Hollywood Studios. I mean, they could just take away the ABC commissary.
Oh, yeah.
So I am'd a blogger who knows this guy, and he said that this guy has major connections with Disneyland Paris Imagineers.
Hmm.
But the money would be crazy.
Yeah.
More expensive than Avatar Land.
No.
No, no way.
No way.
You know, I'm just repeating what I'm reading.
Yeah, they already have Star Tours.
You know what you're forgetting, though? You're forgetting George Lucas. You're forgetting that they'd have to give George Lucas a ton of money to do this.
Yeah, but it would also make a ton of money too. I mean,
but I'm just saying the initial outlay. You know, this person is saying is expensive.
I don't know. I mean, okay, converting over to the new Star Tours, you know, shouldn't be terribly expensive. The Jedi Training Academy, well, that's just a platform and actors. What are we really talking about? A cantina? So converting a restaurant, which will in turn make you money? Come on. I don't know.
Bob.
And in any event, if this does happen, it doesn't look like it will happen until 2015. Which is awfully soon.
I mean, look how long it took to get Fantasyland expansion to get off the ground. And it's still just plodding along ever so slowly.
Right.
So, yeah, but that's like all new construction. This would be like kind of rehabbing existing stuff that's already there.
I don't believe it.
Everybody's entitled to an opinion.
We'll see. When I go there, I'll take pictures of where the new cantina is going to be for you, Chris.
just keep rubbing that in.
Just like you rub in the whole lunch with the Imagineers thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a lunch with a French Imagineer.
I wonder what French Imagineers are like. Do you think it's required for them to walk around with a baguette under their arm?
I'm going to have a Dole Whip and a cigarette, Chris.
The Dole Whip. Oh.
Are they going to put? You think they put the cigarette inside the Dole Whip?
Stop it.
You guys are kind of gross.
Well, that's
all
why you
French
love us.
Imagineers. You need to get your scarf collection together.
I'm going to have my man scarf. Yeah, I'm going to bring my man scarf.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. I'm moving on.
And you know what I'm going to get when I'm there, too? I'm going to get a Starbucks and get my coffee because they're the only park right now that has a Starbucks.
Well, go ahead, Steve. Go with that.
I know. So they're going to finally open Starbucks. You know, and the thing is, when you're in Disneyland Paris, I never go to Starbucks because I'm like, why would I go to Starbucks when you can go to...
Because you're too cheap. Let's be honest.
Well, that's why you go to McDonald's over there. But yeah, so they're going to open up Starbucks starting in Disneyland, and then they're going to start opening them up at Disney World, which is actually... I'm kind of excited because it's very hard to get a decent cup of coffee at Disney World.
Yes, I agree.
I'm a little afraid of the combination of the Disney upcharge and the Starbucks premium pricing. So,
but you know what? They have the Starbucks already at Universal. They have two of them, one inside Universal and one at City Walk, and the price is maybe slightly higher, but you know, we're talking, you know, 25 cents, 30 cents.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we're not talking major upcharges, so I don't think you have to fear the $9 cappuccino.
that's what I'm fearing.
Yeah, I mean, anything's possible. You know, but yeah, I mean, I'm not a regular coffee drinker, but I do enjoy a good cup of coffee, and I'm excited about this, even if it is going to be just one location in each park.
Now, do you drink just coffee or do you drink foo-foo coffee?
No, I drink foo-foo coffee.
Okay.
Well, I drink like
a... I just wanted you to say that.
No, well, and see, it's too bad foo-foo isn't my secret word for this week.
No, and I'm gonna like have a bell go off when you actually say your word.
There you go. No, I drink what is it, like a mocha chino, like a half mocha cafe type thing, like a... So yeah, I tend to like that, and I like the frozen concoctions too. Well, you know, with lots of whipped cream. Yeah, hey, I like it. I'm excited. I think it's nice to see a major brand coming into the parks. I mean, after
you think it's nice to see a major brand come into the parks?
Yeah,
seriously.
Like that? Yes, I do. Honestly, I mean, because I mean, one thing Disney seems to have a hard time with these days is holding on to any kind of sponsorship. You know, making deals with any kind of big companies. So the fact that they could actually land this, yeah, I think this is actually a good thing. I am looking forward to this.
I think I know where Chris is going, maybe. I would rather see the current Disney coffee places serve Starbucks coffee versus having a Starbucks there. For some reason, there's a slight distinction in my mind.
Well, and you know, they're saying that the branding will be very, very subtle. But at the same time, you know, I mean, we Via Napoli, which is one of my favorite places to eat, that's actually not owned by Disney, and I'm okay with that. I think they integrate into the park really well. I'm not so sure about Starbucks, and I agree with you. I think it would be nice to see like, you know, existing coffee places maybe doing a better job.
Yeah, well, we know that's not going to happen.
Yeah,
you're such
I don't actually drink. I know.
No,
he's such a pessimist.
No, it has.
You know what, Bob? Have some faith.
It hasn't
happened. Look at this weekend. You need to go to Storybook Circus and you need to walk around and go, this is awesome. Look what a fantastic job they did.
No,
I'm
Storybook
happy.
Storybook Circus is awesome, but what I'm saying is, come on, it hasn't happened yet with the good coffee. They've had ton. I mean, with all the people saying, "Hey, your coffee is lousy. Do something about it." I mean, have they taken the initiative to do that? No. So this is their initiative. They've taken the initiative to go and get with a reputable company with, you know, that has lots of fans and followers. People actually enjoy Starbucks, and they'll put one location in each park. I applaud that. I'm looking forward to it because Disney will never fix that cheap Nescafe coffee that they serve.
Okay. I don't know if you're referring to the foo-foo or the regular coffee, but I occasionally will have a cappuccino. From one of those Nescafe things, and I don't think they're awful.
No, they're not good.
They're not Starbucks, but they're not awful
well,
to the
and
point.
And they're like the same price as a Starbucks almost. So
yeah,
you might,
but it's yeah. Disney.
Yeah, but now I can get a Starbucks in Disney, and then I can say, yeah, it's Disney.
I don't know. I'm excited, but I think it's polarizing people on both sides.
Well, I wasn't when they did the McDonald's, and I worked there, I was like, can't Disney do something to not put a McDonald's in here? And I wasn't excited about that, so I'm glad to see they fixed that. But Starbucks I'm actually excited about.
All right. I'm not even going to go on the whole McDonald's thing. But you know what? I think since they took McDonald's out, I've grown in my palate. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I've matured.
She's worked her way up to Arby's.
Bob, you're not nice.
No, he's not.
Yeah, but you knew that going. You knew what this was. Come on.
No, but seriously, I actually try other things that, you know, 10 years ago I wouldn't.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But no, I mean, I don't know. I like the McDonald's fries at the parks, but you know, it's not like I can't, you know, just drive 5 minutes to a, you know, to a McDonald's. So it's not like they're not everywhere. You know.
All right. Point taken. So,
it's cool. No. That's all I'm saying. No.
Okay. Hey, Chris.
Yes.
We're going to let Bob fumble for a little bit. And then, Chris, can you tell us what's going on at the expansion, Fantasyland expansion?
It looks like a complete mess. I mean, it looks extraordinary, but you can just see how it's just not going to be done anytime soon. And, you know, that's the overall expansion. I guess they just recently have the spokes on the second spinner in Dumbo, so that's probably going to be done. I don't know. You know, initially they were saying by June. I hope that will be done. I saw pictures of Casey Jr., and that doesn't look nearly done. So I think it'll be interesting to see if this stuff is ready, but you know, if the Storybook Circus part is completed by June, which is what we were sort of hoping for. I know I was hoping for it because I want to go and see it in June when I'm there. So
I think
otherwise
it'll be good.
It's a disaster. It's never going to be done.
Well, it will eventually get done.
I'm kidding.
All right. Well, we covered Steve and his Starbucks. Let's go to Lauren. What is going on at Epcot?
On April 16th, Test Track closed down. It was the first official day of it being closed, so that they can go ahead and work on that makeover for the new Chevrolet Design Center. It's slated to open, was it late fall, I think?
Yeah, well, dates are all over the place.
It just says you heard end of November.
Fall 2012 at some point.
Yeah.
I'm really still sad about this personally. And in the meantime, though, they do have some, they're called Test Track All-Stars.
Sounds like a basketball team that's going to take on the Globetrotters.
I know.
Tonight at
I guess they're trying to make us feel better at the Test Track area, and it's a group of people that are actually singing. They're actually, I believe, they're the people from Voices of Liberty. Yeah, and they're an a cappella group, and they're singing all car themed songs. So it's actually got pretty good reviews.
Well, I mean, I guess that's something. And I heard that they've also increased the amount of fast passes available for
over at Soarin',
or in the alternative, I've heard that, and I've also heard that they've, and this is more likely what I've actually read, is that they've increased the time, the opening or the closing time for Soarin' by 1 hour over there and at the character spot too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what do you mean it's opened an hour after the park closes?
I guess. That's what I've read. I mean, I guess I'm going to Epcot this weekend. I'll find out for sure. But yeah, that's what I read, which seems a little weird, that the character spot and Soarin' are open 1 hour later to accommodate because of the letdown that is, you know, the close for refurbishment of Test Track. Yeah. So, yeah, I would, you know, but it's too bad they don't have, remember when they had Four for a Dollar performing at the parks at Hollywood Studios?
No, the guys, I don't remember them.
The guys who performed before Beauty and the Beast. Those guys, the mm-hmm. Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they used to come out and perform. Yeah, they do like the sound check. Yeah, those guys, Four for a Dollar. Yeah, it's too bad because those guys would be perfect for the a cappella group. But I guess if you have Voices of Liberty doing double duty now, running back and forth from World Showcase, you know. But no, that's cool. I mean, at least it's something. But, you know, I hope it opens sooner than the fall. You know, that's a long time to be closed.
It's supposed to be completely different.
Yeah, It is, and that's what I've heard. And so that's I am looking forward to that. And it did need a refurbishment. And supposedly they're going to be releasing a lot of concept art, you know, in the next couple of days. So hopefully that's true, and we can see some images.
Oh, do you think they're going to announce things for during the Social Media Moms Conference? Probably.
Did we hear some bitterness?
Oh, did I sound bitter? No.
A little bit.
I didn't mean to sound bitter because, you know, I'm all sunshine and light, which is totally why they should invite me, because I am social and a mom.
Okay, let's see. Well, Chris, since you are sunshine and light, why don't you tell us about water? H2O.
Oh yeah. Okay. This is
cute
interesting.
Little segue, huh?
Yes. I know you're like all about the segue tonight.
Yeah. See what you did there. That was clever. That was good.
I try, and that was just like bam right there.
So you know, whenever I stay at a deluxe resort or a moderate, which you know I generally don't stay at the moderates because I don't care for them, but whenever I stay at a deluxe resort, I always am excited about the H2O products, which if you haven't stayed at one of those resorts, they're like these great shower gels and shampoos and little hand soaps with a little Mickey face on them. And they smell really good. It's like sort of a neutral kind of not masculine, not feminine smell. Anyway, they're getting rid of them. So I'm very sad.
This is outrageous.
Is this a rumor or is this confirmed?
They've been confirmed by a couple of the managers at some of the deluxe resorts that they're being phased out. It's, you know, I mean, that's not really great. You know, that's not a great confirmation. But I love those. I always get them and I take them home and then I take them to the gym and use them there.
And they're being phased out to be replaced with an equal product?
Or? Comet.
Yeah.
You clean the tub while you get a shower.
Yeah. And that's going to cut down on housekeeping costs too.
Yes. Well, you know, they already have a contract with Basin, right? And so maybe those products, that wouldn't be so bad.
That would be nice. I mean, I just don't want to see anything, you know, like Suave. And no offense to the people at Suave, you make a fine product. But, you know, if I'm paying, you know, $500 a night, I want something a little nicer.
Yeah. You know, I'm just surprised you even know about Basin products.
Yeah, oh no, because I go in there because, you know, Donna likes to go in there and, you know, have me smell
throw it on
soaps.
Donna. Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not going in there smelling soaps.
Wait a minute, Bob. What about the time we were in the Grand Floridian and you were like, hey, wait a minute, I got to get my shower, my exfoliator?
No, that wasn't for me. No.
Then you shouldn't have said my.
No, I didn't say my.
Why did you ask the lady for a masculine scent? Said something that will wake me up in the morning.
Oh boy.
Okay, yeah. All right. You cannot believe Chris Wood is like Robert Downey Jr., okay? You can't believe a word that comes out of her mouth. All right?
Gasp.
I like Robert. Be nice.
I'm shocked.
Although you might have a little bit of truth to what you say.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, I like him as an actor too, but you know, I mean, you cannot trust what Chris says. So, but yeah, I am familiar with Base and I'm actually looking forward to seeing their remodeled expanded store at Downtown Disney.
I bet you are.
I do love the H2O products. We actually do buy them online. We try and get as many as we can when we're there at the resorts. But, I think I've mentioned it before that I do find their conditioner or their packaging, one of the two just doesn't work because the conditioner is very thick
and
you can't squeeze the bottle. Right.
Yep.
So you're sitting there pounding it on your palm and... you know, eventually you get enough out, but I guess I have a lot of hair and I need half the bottle. And so I get these little circles on my palm by the time I'm done. Okay, Bob, let's mosey on over to Universal Studios. What do you have there?
Well, Universal is in the test period for their new nighttime spectacular at the park called Universal Cinematic Spectacular, appropriately enough, which will premiere... in earnest on May 8th, but you might catch it in a preview show if you're there before then. Basically, the show is a nighttime spectacular on their lagoon, featuring projections of movie clips celebrating 100 years of movie history, Universal movie history, and accompanied by fireworks and water. Whatchamacallit? Water spouts. You know, similar to World of Color, but unlike the World of Color show at Disney's California Adventure, the focus here is on movie making and you know movie history and you know the wide range of films that Universal has celebrated from multiple genres. You know, from horror films like Jaws and Halloween and Silence of the Lamb to family friendly films like you know E.T. and Back to the Future and Despicable Me. Narrated by everybody's, you know, favorite narrator, Morgan Freeman. The guy does a lot of voiceover work. And it is getting excellent reviews. I mean, they said, you know, it is very distinct from the World of Color show. And right now, the best spots to see it are in Battery Park near Mel's Drive-In and the Splash Zone area jutting out into the water on the opposite side of the lagoon from Richter's Restaurant. So you can catch that there. And eventually, when construction is a little further along in the Amityville area, the area by the Simpsons in that section there will be a good viewing spot as well. I you know haven't had the chance to see the show yet. I'm just looking at pictures and video online. It does look pretty amazing, and I never realized how many films Universal's released. I mean, a lot of classic films that everybody knows.
They have good ones.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know this. Do you have do you frequent Universal? Do you have an AP for them?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
You probably have told me, but I just forgot.
Nope. And I'm there a lot and check it out. And this is apparently an 18-minute show. So that's just one of the new things that's coming to Universal this summer. So that's they've got the nighttime spectacular. They're also introducing an afternoon parade on the same day, premieres May 8th. And the new Despicable Me attraction is opening very soon. They just added the signage out front, so that should be opening by this summer as well. And then most recently, they upgraded the HD technology in the Amazing Spider-Man ride, and that is wicked cool. So, much improved. I mean, Amazing Spider-Man was a terrific ride before, but with the HD improvements, it's great. So, if you haven't been to Universal and you don't think there's anything to do there or there's not enough there to keep you the whole day, this is something great to catch, you know, at night and, you know, a way to end the day.
Okay. Very good. All right. Well, let's go ahead and cut it off here and wrap up the show. We'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast, as usual. You can go to mousechat.net or iTunes to download any of our shows. There's a bunch now. We're getting a lot. I like it. And you can send your comments and questions to us at comments@mousechat.net. Join us again next time on Mouse Chat.